Hello, hello, beautiful humans. My name is Nikki, and I am your neurodivergent guide to understanding and demystifying spirituality, philosophy, and life from the other side. Today, I am here to touch on the God concept again and demystify the top of David Hawkins' map of consciousness. Now, if you don't know what this is, it's a pretty nifty idea, obviously not perfect, that goes from emotional states where we feel really contracted, at the bottom is shame and guilt, to emotional states where we feel really expanded, such as joy, peace, and enlightenment at the very top. This basically says that our concept of the world, of life and God and ourself, and how we deal with situations as they come to us change depending on what our emotional state is, and all of these factors are listed out and associated with each emotional level. Now, at the top, it says the name of the level is enlightenment. There's an energetic log which is trying to put everything into numbers, and that you can just leave aside if you don't like it. That's totally fine. And then it says the predominant emotional state is ineffable. The view of life is the view of life is your God view is self, and the process is pure consciousness. Now, when I read something like this, I want to go over the way this used to hit and the way this hits now, because it's two very different interpretations of what these words could mean, and it will lead you in two very different directions, and that can be helpful, especially to get both sides of the coin. If you want to come at spirituality in a sense that makes it feel more attainable and less like something that's really magical and not meant for you and I. So the way that I would normally have seen this is that the God view of God itself is the way that, you know, Ram Dass talks about it, where literally all of us are just God wearing different roles, wearing different character costumes, and we're all making a big play. This isn't just what, like, Ram Dass says. This is also why Plato says life is a play. And this is why Shakespeare says the world's a stage. That is what this idea is everything exists, and, sorry, everything that's playing out in the physical world, the world of being, this is just the stage. And whatever's happening was already decided, you know, in our minds, in non-being, way a long time ago, or, you know, overnight while we were sleeping and processing how we were going to feel today. And this is just like the manifestation ground where all the stuff that's inside us just comes out. So from this perspective, all of us are literally, you know, quote unquote God, and we just don't remember it. You know, until you hit the enlightenment stage, and then you're like, oh my God, I see it. I would equate this to a personal belief that I was working with for a while, of saying that, rather than saying God, that we are all just life, because, like, literally we are alive. The life that is flowing through us is what is making us us. If it wasn't there, it'd be a dead body on the ground. That we are just life, and life is wearing different characters and different personality roles on top, and life is just here to experience life, to experience the beauty of it, to experience what it's like to interact with other life, and that's it. This actually layers really perfectly on top of the fact that our society is just stories and it's all kind of made up, because that is what a play is like. It is a little bit unattainable though for the average person, because it's a really abstract perspective. I personally feel this perspective is great for neurodivergent individuals who can step back to that, because it puts the whole kind of humanity in a set and makes it easier to understand one person to the next, to the next, to the next, because we're all fulfilling the same basic role. We are all fulfilling the role of actor. We're just acting out, you know, you're the blacksmith and I'm the woodworker. So it's a little bit different. Another perspective of this would be to go the Neville Goddard style. The Neville Goddard style would say you are God, as in your imagination is literally the part of you that makes you God. That is your superpower. That is what God is your imagination and your mind. And that's how you take control and change the non-being to change what's being manifested in the physical world. And you need to wake up to the fact that that's who you are, and you are all powerful. And that one will range in beliefs between, you know, modern day understanding of manifestation, that what you put your attention on, you are more likely to notice again and again, such as, you know, if you just buy a new vehicle, suddenly you will notice your vehicle everywhere because it's in your awareness. And then it ranges to the other half of Neville Goddard, which could be literally the way that the mechanics of the universe that we don't understand works, is that if you have your intention and your intention in the right place and you really know how to go deep into your dreams and imagine things, you can literally manifest anything. As in, think of a rare painting that you really want that you saw somewhere. I'm remembering a story from him. And believe you have it well enough, and you will just stumble into an opportunity to come across a painting from that artist in a way that just suits you perfectly. A third way to understand this idea that God is yourself, it's understanding that it's literally just saying your concept of God is your concept of self. Your self-exploration and trying to dive and explore this thing that is so much bigger than you, that you're coming to believe in, so that you believe there's room to grow and be someone different than what you are, that there's more out there. That's just you acknowledging on an abstract level that what you're doing is exploring yourself, not actually, you know, you tied to this big divinity. It is just you finding all these little pieces of yourself, because we are so disconnected and we are so unconscious of most of what we're doing and why we're doing most of what we're doing. We're really not paying nearly as much as we think we are. Science confirms we spend 95% of our day on autopilot mode. So we're not exactly who we think we are, doing the things that we think we are. The body is just playing out the parts for us, and we think like, oh no, I'm the one who's going to get the chocolate bar snack that I shouldn't get. It's like, no, you're just watching your body do it, and you don't recognize you're watching your body do it. You think it's you, which is fine. But this perspective is kind of like going full circle and saying, I'm just limitless because I am a human, and I am the God of my own life. I am the one who is in charge of what does happen or what does not happen, based on whether or not I decide to take up the reins. If I don't, I am stuck permanently in karma, which means every action, because karma is action, that happens is just going to be a consequence of what's been happening before. It's all subconscious, it's all habits, and I can't get out of it, and it is a terrible reincarnation cycle from day to day to day and moment to moment to moment. But when you break through that and say, oh my gosh, I'm the one with the power, I'm the one who's observing, and I'm not the one who's doing everything, and I have the power to change the habits by changing what I pay attention to, and if I trust in that, naturally the rest of my life will change as a ripple effect. This is, again, manifestation in a sense, in a very literal sense. Then you are God. You are the one with all the power. You get to decide, what questions do I want to ask? What do I want to focus on? What specific kind of life do I want to have? And the fact is, when you ask people that, some people will know exactly it. And I feel like maybe those are people, some of them, who are really going for their goals. But, you know, I started asking myself these things like 9 months ago, and I still don't have clear answers. It is really tricky to ask these sorts of questions. And when you consider, you know, God as yourself, as in, it literally, God is your imagination and will give you whatever you focus on, or God as self, as in, you have all the power over your life if only you are willing to notice it. Or God as self, as in, life is flowing through you and will do whatever you direct it to. Or you are literally God, whichever one you want. They all ask you to do the same thing, funny enough, that you need to do with AI, which is ask really specific questions that are really clear about what you want. And trust that your imagination and your mind and your life is like AI and it has access to all of this information. I'm not even saying like universal consciousness level information, I'm just saying all this information about you or this information you have been gathering that you just don't have access to. But if you know the right question, you will get the answer. And that's a pretty cool thing. And it's not shrouded in any sort of mystifying spirituality, and there's no secret language that you need to learn. You can literally learn to work with this language by practicing talking to AI and seeing how you need to change the question you are asking to get a clearer answer that you are looking for. And that's the same thing. And it'll take you pretty far. My name is Nikki, and today, while you are going about your life, if you see yourself doing something you don't like picking up a snack or opening an email and then moving away from it, knowing you'll never get back to it, remember that that's not you. That's your body in habit mode. And whether you want to see yourself as being God because you're human, or God because life is flowing through you, or God because you have an imagination, whatever other kind of interpretation you want. Remember that what it comes down to is you have the power to notice these things, and you have the power to decide, I want to do something differently in the future. But you need to be really specific about why you want to do it differently, what you want to do differently, and not judging yourself for the habit that the body already has. Thanks and have a great day.